Well, yesterday we asked for a family to join our reporter Valerie Cox for the big debate. And Valerie, you found a family.
I did. Stephen and Laurie Clearan's family in Ballinacloash in Rathdrum in County Wicklow. Now, Stephen is a company director, Laurie is a public servant, and they were joined by their friends, Jim Costello, who has a restaurant, and Andy Murphy, who's a farmer. Now, we had an interesting mix. We had two committed Fianna Fáilers, Stephen and Andy, one committed Fine Gaeler, Jim, and a floating voter, Laurie. But things had changed a bit by the end of the debate. We watched the debate together and they couldn't resist giving out to the television. But at the break, I asked them what they thought.
Not a lot. I don't understand politics very much. I'm really on the outside looking in as a lay person. Now, I'm a civil servant. So a lot of the things that Stephen talks about, we disagree emphatically. Yeah, I'm finding things pretty tough at the moment. Fianna Fáil have sort of put me in that position, but I'm also aware of the good times that we've had. So I'm sort of torn, really. The last budget has cut my wages, and I'm finding that tough because it costs me a lot to go to work. So I'm not winning.
I'm disappointed. I don't like the format. I think it's too many people and there's not enough time given to each person. And I think a lot of it is very rehearsed. I think Enda, well, as a nice man, looked a bit wooden and was just repeating stuff that he had rehearsed.
Well, they're all, I think, jockeying for their own positions, their own places. I honestly think, and I believe, maybe I'm wrong, I believe that Gerry Adams, I was always Fianna Fáil. I did vote for... what do you call him, Fine Gael, Andrew Doyle one time, but I wouldn't vote again, I wouldn't vote for Fianna Fáil again. I'd vote for Sinn Féin, I'll be honest with you.
It's very boring, very slow, and just seem to be arguing and going back to the same point again and again, against stating positions. They're not debating, not answering the people's questions, which is what they all should be doing.
So, did things change in the second half, Valerie?
Well, some things did. Andy became more certain that he was going to vote Sinn Féin instead of Fianna Fáil. And Laurie said she was even more confused. This was her verdict when it was all over.
The second half is better than the first half. At least there was some direction in what they're doing and they were making statements. But overall, a bit of a nothing.
Don't feel any better off.
I was disappointed. I didn't like the format. There wasn't enough interaction between the leaders. It did get a bit better in the second half. I thought a lot of it was very rehearsed. I think really the only two that shone out with a bit of passion was probably Eamon Gilmore and Micheál Martin.
I'd say Gerry Adams and Eamon Gilmore. But after that I thought Enda Kenny and Micheál Martin were like two schoolboys.
Did any bit of it connect with you?
Not really. Because they're all talking about they'll do this, do that and do the other. When they get elected, there's nothing done. And when John Gormley's talking about having local government changed, we can vote for a president, to vote for the president of Ireland, and yet we can't vote for a county manager. So what does that say in democracy in Ireland?
I mean, I like Micheál Martin. I think he is a change and I think he will be a good leader. But I think it's important for all of us to work together and have confidence and spend money locally in our own shops.
At this stage, I really don't know where I'm going to go with my vote.
Do you think tonight's programme would influence your vote?
Not at all. It's actually made me probably less aware of what I'm going to do.
Yeah, there were a couple of things. One, I think, was Eamon Gilmore's point on stopping repossession of houses. It makes a huge amount of common sense because people are in trouble, and that did. And also, I think that Enda Kenny's idea of getting confidence back in the country and getting more monies into people's pockets in the country, which will get the country moving again. It's small things will get things going.
Who won tonight's debate?
I put the balance between Gerry Adams and Eamon Gilmore. I think they were better, did a better punchline to do it better than the others. Now, that's my honest opinion.
I think two of them are very good, Micheál Martin and Eamon Gilmore.
I think Eamon Gilmore and Micheál Martin.
I don't think anyone won, because what they were all trying to do was make sure they didn't make a mistake. So there was no winner. Even the country wasn't a winner.
Now, Valerie, you had a lot of stuff of them shouting at the telly and all that.
Well, yeah, they were shouting at the telly.
You're not using it. Was it obscene or?
not really. No, no. But you know, every time there was something light, I mean, they enjoyed very much some of Gerry Adams' pieces.
And yeah, that, yeah,
and they were shouting at the telly, you know, "Come on, you boy," that sort of thing. Certainly, they enjoyed it very much. And but they were thinkers as well. And the other thing, which, you know, I found slightly irritating, was they had one of these Sky sets where you could pause the programme and then start it again without losing any. So when they saw something that was really interesting, they stopped it so they could have a chat about it and then went on again. So, I mean, they were actually, they were people who were very, very interested in the whole process of politics.
All right, Valerie, thanks very much.